Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinnan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
See, I know Danan's down, the Chiefs lost, but I know the one way to bring Danan up is with Way Too Short.
What's up, y'all? I got a question. Y'all ready to support these Carolina Panthers as they keep pounding against these Green Bay Packers?
What do you know about this, Danan?
Also, if I had $150,000, I want you to know exactly what I would do, y'all. Check it out. Spend $150,000 on a football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spend $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA is gonna make me tear it down. Might give me some Panther season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck no, I ain't sharing, I'ma eat them all up. Might get me a plane and fly to Spain. Except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus. One big enough for all of us to do.
Right? Why don't you take off? Turkey by the fly.
Windows down, not up, so you can hear.
Most of the pilots are drinking anyway, right?
You
kidding.
So I start the interview off here with Danan Hughes. Danan, what would you do with $150,000?
That is the worst. That is absolutely the worst. Definitely not a hot fire, spitfire take. My goodness.
Man.
That's, you remember the rapping Duke? Da-ha.
Oh, yeah.
That one, even that is better than this.
No doubt about it.
I mean, that was absolutely brutal.
That's, oh, man, I love it. It's one of the, it's in.
$150,000.
It's in the queue in the aux cord, dated by 11:30 at night on the patio. A glass of, you know, brown liquid gets poured, and that gets dropped on the beat.
People like that.
We are talking to Danan Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, brought to you also by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Danan, let me ask you real quick. Mac Morey, our producer, had a take on Xavier Worthy. It's a tough Tuesday. And we saw the report of maybe Xavier Worthy tipping pitches, showing like if he's going to be in the route or if it's going to be a run play. What say you from a wide receiver perspective of how Xavier Worthy's looked the last few weeks?
Well, I think anything's possible in regards to tells. You guys have heard me talk about that, you know, from a poker standpoint, or for listeners that aren't, you know, recognizing the game of poker, everybody has a tell. Same thing with football. Josh Klingler and I and Eric Townsend, when we are doing the pregame show, there are times all throughout these 6 years of doing the Chiefs Radio Network that I pointed things out during pregame. This guy is running this route. He's not running it at the right depth. It's not as disciplined and crisp. Then in the games, when guys break the huddle, the most notorious tell is when you break the huddle, the way a wide receiver breaks the huddle and runs to his position and the way he lines up. If he's more upright, more times than not, that tells you it could be a run play. If he's more in a track stance, like he looks like he's about to come out the gates, then that could tell you it's a pass play. If a guy spits on his gloves, if he rubs his hands together, if he does put his mouthpiece in, like all those different things. When you talk about, or you hear me talk about film study, a lot of that has to do with film study. Like, you're trying to get every inch you can. And if I'm a defense or defensive player, and the Bills, just as an example, because that's the last team we played, had a lot of veterans on their defense. And I guarantee you, part of being a veteran is knowing how to find out just little things that can give you that extra inch, that can allow you that extra step. Joey Bosa guy. I mean, you look throughout their entire depth chart on defense. Greg Rousseau. Like, you're trying to tell me those guys are not watching film and recognizing, oh, when Juwan Taylor gets in this type of stance, or Jalen Moore is in this type of stance, or depending on how Creed Humphrey holds the ball before he snaps, wide receivers getting to the line of scrimmage, body language, all of that different thing, all of those different things. So it's not surprising. I haven't seen it specifically from Xavier Worthy, but I am definitely not surprised if somebody picks up on that. And in regards to Xavier Worthy, sorry to be so long-winded on this, because we're in a passionate time of the year leading into a bye after a loss. But I will say this: I said it on the pregame show. It can be a challenge to be the number one receiver and then be relegated to the number two receiver. And remember, I mean, he and Rashee Rice hadn't played together that much. And for Rashee to come back in, and now he is getting the targets that Xavier was getting. He's running the flip passes and the jet sweeps and, lining up in the backfield and in the wildcat formation. And now Xavier is the number two. It's easier to go from number two to number one than to go from number two to number one back to number two, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, these are the things that from a bi-week perspective, from self-evaluation and self-scouting, that and the coaches coming into play, that these are the things that you tighten up during the bye week.
So when let's take all of what you said right there, and I'm just going to ask a simplistic question. How do we fix it? And by it, I mean not tipping pitches and then getting him to understand, like, hey, this is kind of the way it goes now.
Film. The eye in the sky, don't lie. That's always been the moniker in regards to professional sports, even college sports, is that you watch the film, and you have a reality check with yourself. And then you lean on the coaches. Matt Nagy as the offensive coordinator and Andy Reid being the genius offensive mind that he is. Like, you have that team meeting and you just turn on the film. And then you just point out exactly things like you guys just said. Why do I already know this is a run play?
Mm-hmm.
Look at number one. Look at number 77. Point out the different numbers. Look at how the running back is standing in the backfield. Like, one tell is how deep a running back could be. Let's say Kareem Hunt, and I'm not saying this is true because I haven't looked at it from this perspective, but let's say Kareem Hunt lines up at 6 yards when he gets the ball and 5 or 5.5 when he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the things that film study factors into. And so to answer your question, that's what the bye week is for. You do a self-scouting because you don't have the time to make those adjustments every single week. I mean, we're going to go through another stretch this year around Christmas where we're going to have 3 games in 11 days. And there's just not that much time to be able to tighten the screws on everything. But during the bye week, you sit down as a unit and you say, this is what more veteran teams are seeing. This is what scouting departments and pre-scouting departments, the Denver Broncos were watching this Bills game in preparation for our game next week. This is what they took away from this. Now, we're going in, unless we make these changes and adjustments, we're going in at a deficit to the Denver Broncos because they see these things and how it all transpired.
Yeah, Dana, you mentioned the line that I love the most of the eyes in the skies don't lie. What are the eyes telling you about number 95?
Need more. I don't think it's a surprise to him. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody in the Chiefs kingdom. Like, he had 2 tackles against the Bills. He's got 13 tackles, 2 sacks, 5 tackles for loss on the season in 9 games. Like, I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that, or the thought process of, hey, we just need more. You're supposed to be the best defensive lineman in the league. It's not a knock. He's going to be on the Ring of Honor. He's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. But at 5-4, losing four games by one score, the same four games that we won last year when we went 11-0 in one score games, we're not doing that, and everybody needs to give more. I mean, if you compare him, I think on any team or any year previously with George Karloftis and he being those two guys at the defensive line position, you would compare those guys in regards to stats. And there were years where Chris Jones's numbers were more eye-popping than George, and then George's numbers starting to dwarf Chris Jones's. But George has almost triple the amount of tackles, more than double the amount of sacks, more tackles for loss. That's what stands out. So, like, if you're going to be a dominant force, and the dominant force that we've become accustomed to seeing, it's got to show up more.
I agree, Dane. And you know, I think at times, you know, we focus on the backups or the nondescript players, and we got to get more out of these guys. No, you need more out of your stars. And every game that the Chiefs have lost this season is because their stars didn't play to the level that we need them to play. Patrick stunk on Sunday. He'll admit that. Chris Jones stunk on Sunday. You know, every time they lose a game, it's because the stars don't show up and do what they need to do. This is a star-driven league, and when your stars don't show up, it's hard to win football games.
And the humility factor is huge. Like, I know as a professional athlete, you guys have heard me say this, there's a level of invincibility that you have to have. You have to believe that whatever injury you sustain, you'll bounce back from. Whoever you're playing against, you're better than. Whoever's playing in front of you, you're better than. You just need an opportunity. Or whatever, there's no game that's too big for you. There's no stage that's too big for you. There's no catch that you can't make. There's no DB that you can't shake. There's nothing that can, like, you are the driving force for everything that happens on your particular team. You have to have that mindset. But then there's also the reality of looking in the mirror and like, man, like I literally remember games walking off the field like, what the heck did I just do? Like, that was not a good performance. I could have been better. I missed this pass, or I ran this bad route, or I didn't get as many tackles as I should have on special teams. Like that's the reality check, and there's some humility that goes into that. And it's not like, you know, sometimes, especially now with social media, which wasn't a force back when I was playing, thank goodness, but sometimes with social media, guys get in their feelings so quickly. And this is not to dog Chris Jones. I am in no position, no way, shape, or form to dog somebody that's probably going to wear a gold jacket. But that doesn't mean two things can't be true at the same time. That at this moment, at 5-4, 13 tackles, 2 sacks, 5 tackles for loss is not enough. I mean, that's just not enough for where we need to go if we're trying to get to the promised land again, and this year being in San Francisco.
Dana, last one for you, quick one here for you. Midseason, week 10, bye. What grade do you give this Kansas City Chiefs team?
I will go through all the grades for every position on my show, Players Only, on Thursday night. But giving overall grade right now, I'd have to say we are at a C.
Yeah.
Right. We're at a C. I think, you know, we definitely have the capabilities. I mean, especially for me being a former C student, I had the capabilities of being an A student. But, you know, I was lackluster in social studies and history. I'd say right now it is fair to say that we're playing at a C clip, but we definitely have the possibilities with an asterisk to jump that to an A.
Do you think that we will see a big move made today?
For the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I don't know what. Well, I guess I would throw the question back at you guys. What is a big move?
Well, I think for a name that people know, like Breece Hall would be a big move. Getting a defensive tackle would not be. You know what I'm saying? Like perception wise.
I mean, I was liking a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Calais Campbell. How huge would that have been? But I don't think, based on them winning last night, I mean, they're not necessarily in the playoff hunt in the West right now, but that would be huge. I feel like if you're going to go D-line, you have to get an established veteran that has similar accolades. Because if you're trying to push Chris Jones and maximize what you're getting from him based on what you're paying, it's not going to come by way of some younger player. It's got to be somebody that also garners the same kind of respect. So I am not in favor, never have been, outside of multiple injuries to a position like we had last year when we went and got DeAndre Hopkins. I am not in favor of getting offensive help this late in the season. I just think it takes too long for them to get acclimated to the offense and the shifts and motions and everything else. So I guess I'm not in favor of that. So I would lean more towards the defensive side, defensive linemen, as well as maybe a corner.
Dana, I want to ask you one more because I had a take earlier where I think the gap between the one seed and the Chiefs being the eighth seed right now in the AFC is very minimal. I don't think it's a big gap between the Colts and the Chiefs. Who is the team in the AFC that has your eyes on them to say, like, that team's pretty for real?
In the AFC, the team that I think is pretty for real, I guess I would have to lean on the Patriots. They're figuring out ways to win tight games. I mean, look at the landscape of the NFL this week and the 15 games that were played. I believe there were 15 total. Like, there were a lot of close games. And I'd even venture to believe, if you're a football fan, to go back and look at each week how many games are separated by one score. It's tight. So nobody is pulling away in regards to being the best team. Everybody was talking about the Indianapolis Colts, and they wet the bed. The Patriots, to me, have to be the team, the force to be reckoned with right now, with the most confidence in the AFC.
I love it. Danan, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the week off, and then it's off to Denver, man, where you get to, you know, really have some fire and hot fire stuff going on in that game, and hopefully the team bounces back and gets a better second semester grade.
Yeah, we got must win. How crazy is it, guys, that we're going to be talking about must win situations as we move into like week 10, week 11, week 12? It's probably the earliest that we've ever talked about it when it did not have anything to do with a number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said yesterday, I think they can afford two more losses the rest of the year.
Yeah, but those two losses, not that I would like, because I have obnoxious Cowboy fans, but those two losses as family, those two losses need to be in the NFC definitely not within the division.
No doubt about it. Danan, we appreciate it, man. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
It's Danan Hughes there. It's brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
I told Mac in that when he was talking, I said, we could rerun that whole interview. That was one of Danan's best performances. That was outstanding stuff from
raw,
him today.
For sure.
I mean, he's been on a heater this year, though.
Yeah.
This whole season, he's been on a heater, man.
Yeah.
Dana's been giving great insight.
10,000 hours, man. You become the master of your craft. I loved his response. What are you seeing from 95 with the eyes in the sky? Do more.
Do more. And that's coming from a former player, so it means more than coming from me and you. You know, it just does.
And
it really does.
That guy watches everything.
Right. Like Danan played the game. He understands what max effort means. He understands what working hard means. He understands all the stuff that athletes always try to tell us. You guys don't know because you didn't play the game. No, but I watched the game. I've studied the game, right? I probably know more about football than 90% of the guys that are playing in the NFL at this point in time, right? And so when I watch these games and I see these things, it's always good to have a guy that played the game kind of back us up, Dusty. And I feel really good about where we are in our takes right now about Chris Jones, because I think if you read between the lines a little bit with Dane in there, there was a lot of frustration. Mm-hmm. For Chris Jones. I mean, he mentioned that George Karlaftis has twice as many tackles, twice as many sacks, twice as many pressures as Chris Jones does this season. And I don't want the excuses anymore. Oh, he's getting double teamed. He's doing that. Doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't show up in the stat book. If you're going to be considered one of the greatest of all time, then you have to go out there and do things that we don't normally see from the players that played your position in the past. And that's where Chris Jones is, because the gold jacket is coming. The Ring of Honor is coming. We need him to finish his career on a high note. And he's got to go out there in the second half of the season, start taking over games. They need him to do so.
Yeah, he's kind of giving me like Seth Lugo vibes.
I hate that comparison, but I don't disagree with that comparison.
It's like, come on, man. Like, we gave you the money.
Right.
You're the anchor. You got to go do it. Three innings, seven hits, four runs out after the three and a third.
Since he signed that contract, Seth Lugo did nothing. Now, Chris Jones had a good year last year.
Sure.
And what did he sign that contract? 2 years ago?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
So the last 2 years have been good. This year, maybe, again.
On a late night on a Friday.
But maybe we're seeing what I've been talking about. That age may have finally just caught up to Chris Jones. And maybe he is doing his best, but his body just isn't responding anymore. And if that's the case, then you got to retire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.